Are there any immediate responses from the panel? There are many, many connection points, and I also shall save on some of the ingredients for tomorrow. But certainly the community aspect is so critically important. We also see that in my day-to-day work, where we at present write a study on how to decarbonize or how to enable net zero manufacturing. And there we very clearly see the point that, yes, we can do yet another technology study. However, what does it matter? Because physics are the same all across the globe, which means the principal foundational technologies that could be applied are irrespective of where you are, as long as you have the ability to purchase them. What matters more is what is the stakeholder situation right now? What does the stakeholder have in terms of their driving motivation? Is it survival as a business? Is it a certain cost optimization? Is it the desire to be energy resilient, to be able to continue operating? Is it filling the staff vacancies? Is it a certain decarbonization goal by a certain point in time? And there it matters to understand what is their goal, how far are they advanced in reaching their goal, and what do they need in terms of help, be it actual help or information, in being able to achieve that goal. Because you can be as motivated, but if there's something missing from the outside, i.e. sufficient amount of renewable generation or planning permits or a seed fund to allow you to do the upfront investment, you cannot really proceed on that effectively. And there the storytelling and understanding the values is of crucial importance. Similarly, knowing what's good, because we are here the group of experts and we have time to focus on technologies and approaches. The normal people and business people and decision makers have many topics to cater for and are not experts in those areas. So what can we do to help them to know what's available and good for them, helping them to tailor their ideal mix? And there, such technologists and the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, EBRD, started that, I believe, 2 decades ago, the so-called LEMES, List of Eligible Material and Equipment, respectively sustainable energy financing facilities to enable funding those, and also the G20 Energy Efficiency Action Plan contained an ingredient on what are the top 10 technologies, the top 10 policies that help us implement on those. So these are all critical elements, as are the accounting mechanisms, because we are still stuck in an environment where we say, how long does it take for this insulation investment to pay back? How long does it take for this machine to pay back? But frankly speaking, if we are about reaching resilience, that's an overarching thing. If we are about reaching decarbonization, that's an overarching thing. And that's not something that can be reached by a snip of a finger. That is something that is an ongoing mission. So for instance, if my decarbonization target would be reaching net zero and be so and so many percent self-reliant in terms of my energy supply with storage, et cetera, applied by, say, 2030, my optimization should be by 2030 and not within 2 years or so. So it matters what's the most cost-effective constellation for my target. And we need to understand here that the targets may be very specific. It may not be 100% net zero. It may be so and so many percent in that year only on that side, or only on the scope 2 emissions, which are the ones from the energy I consume, not produce. Immediate response?